Did you hear the one about the puppeteer with no hands?
Come on. You've been telling jokes all night. It's time to go to sleep. I can't believe this. It's 1 in the morning and you're still telling jokes.
I'm not afraid. I am not afraid. I am not afraid. I am not afraid. Not of the dark and scary monsters. No, I'm not afraid!
What? What are you doing?
Just a little nighttime jitters.
Are you saying you're scared?
Well, not scared exactly, just sort of scared.
Hey, I had a problem being scared of the dark.
You did? What happened? You don't seem scared now.
We had a scripture verse in Sunday school, and our class talked about all the different things we were scared of. Like looking around and finding out the person you are standing next to isn't your mother.
Or the things in the closet with big eyes.
Or the creaking noise outside your window.
Yeah. So what was the scripture verse you learned?
Well, actually there are two of them. The first is Psalms 56:3. David is talking to God and he says, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you."
Yeah. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you.
And we know God will be there for us because the second verse I learned, it's harder because it's long, but if you listen really close, you'll hear that God is always with us no matter what is going on.
Okay, I'm ready to listen.
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, no depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, that is, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38-39.
Wow, that's saying God is in control of everything.
Right, and he is always with us. Nothing can separate us from God's love.
Hey, say that first verse with me. Again, I almost have it memorized.
Okay, let's say it to God like David did.
When I am afraid, I will trust in God. You. I feel better now. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you, God.